what's going on in that stuff?
Hey, ladies.
And your heart is not what you love. I just
This is your host, Linus. I'm so glad that you're here. Let your hair down or off. It's the end of the week. Time to enjoy ourselves. Let's laugh, be crazy, enjoy. Two things that won't be tolerated is race and religion, so no discussion, period. All right, my peace, let's do the darn thing and enjoy ourselves. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. You can find me Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on YouTube at 6 p.m. PD time. On the Essence of Success Network. So thank you so much for supporting and joining the show. So let me bring in 901, Sheeha. How you doing, young lady?
I'm fine. Hello, ladies.
Oh, I'm doing really good today. Much, much, much better. 714, Deborah, welcome in.
414, Christina.
Oh, 714. 414 is Christina. Isn't 714 Deborah? No?
No, that's Christina. No.
Who's 414?
No, 414. I'm 414.
414 is who?
Christina.
Oh, okay. Then I did have it right. And 714, is that you, Debbie?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, okay, right, right, okay, okay. Well, welcome, ladies. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm feeling so much better. I tell you, yesterday was woo-hoo. Don't get needle shots in your eye, let me tell you. But anyway, but I feel a lot better today. Yesterday I was ready to have a come to Jesus party.
I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Yeah, my eyes not watering. It's feeling a whole lot better, and I put an ice pack on my eyes last night when I went to bed. So, yeah, that helped a whole lot because I took that swelling down. And also, I'm not painting today. I'm fine. I'm back to normal, like when I normally get a shot, and, you know, for 3 days it'll swell. Okay, we know that. By the third day, I'm cool. But for some reason yesterday,
right?
I tell y'all, this Mercury retrograde is a blip, okay?
I hate it.
I do, too. I'm at that point now, too, where I said last night, I think I was talking to Sheeha, and I said, Mercury retrograde has been a bitch this time. These 3 weeks, she has been a bitch. Excuse my language.
What is retrograde? Because I feel like it gives, like, I always think of retrograde, like, negative. Like, it's going to be off energy, you know, stuff happening. It's just, you know, I don't get it.
Well, Mercury retrograde is when the planet goes backwards, and so it affects other planets when doing that. Some it don't, because some people can go through Mercury retrograde and don't have no problem. They're fine. But
right.
It affects other planets as it's going backwards. Well, during this time, you can have communication problems, problems with your vehicle, problems with your computer.
Yeah.
You don't want to buy any big ticket item because you're going to have problems. And you definitely don't want to start a relationship during these 3 weeks because it will not end nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are things.
Wow.
But sometimes people flow through it with no problem. You know, they're fine. So it just depends how it affects your astrology and your sun or rising or moon sign. So I don't know, but
wow.
It's been a blip for me this time.
Same here. Same here.
Yeah.
I
so listen, what I wanted to talk, what I found out tonight, let me start with Charles. Y'all, can you believe that Charles, King Charles III, he did not invite Diana's brother to the coronation?
No.
I was like,
really?
Wow, you dogged out Diana, and you would at least, you know, this coronation hasn't happened for 7 years. You would at least invite somebody from her family, siblings or whoever, right? You know, just
right.
Right. Nothing else, of course, of a good gesture. Yeah, but he did not invite him. Now, I understood when he didn't invite Trump. Trump's got pissed because he wasn't invited. Like, did you really think he was going to invite you? You know, but I thought that was really chicken mess for Charles to be that way toward Diana's brother. You already treated his sister bad, you know, with Carmella, with that nightmare-looking woman. But now you don't invite.
Yeah.
So I thought, wow, how low can you go? That's why I don't see him, y'all, as being be King Long. I think he's gonna have to step down. Welcome, Miss Wilhelmina. Glad to see you.
Oh, how's everybody?
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah.
Good to hear.
I am doing great.
What do y'all think about Charles not inviting Diana's brother? Y'all have an opinion about that?
I mean, coming from a man like that, like, you kind of have to just accept it. You know what I mean? If he never had respect for Diana, I don't think he'll have respect for her family.
This could be true, too.
You know what I mean? Like, I always believe that.
I just don't see him, Christina, being in. I don't see him being King Long. And you know who I think is going to be King? It's not going to be William. It'll be Harry. Now,
really?
I said that a long time ago, that I saw Harry as being the next king of England. And even so, the monarchy is going to fall. Each year, it's going to go down a little bit more and a little bit more. It does not have the, how do I want to say, not respect, but, you know, talked about and stuff. It's like people are just, they're tired of the monarchy and Charles and Camilla, because Charles changed a lot of things from what his mother had in place. So, you know, he's not a king. What do you say? Prodigy? He's not. Yeah, he's not.
William doesn't have the change that the world is going through. That's why he won't be king. And I agree with that, Lennox, because Harry is the one that's got to bring about the change. England, you know, it's a country, another country, but it's a part of the world that's looking for change. And William would not be the one to do it. That's why Harry would be the king.
Yeah, I agree. But how would Harry be, like, how would he be as king, I wonder?
He's not next in line.
Well, William is, and after William is George, but something is going to happen. Well, it's going to go to Harry. You know, I already told you guys on the show this past week, I saw surprises coming up in this coronation. Three surprises.
It's going to be the power. We can't see what the reality is right now, but it's going to be the power that be, because, like I say, this is a world of change. If you're not a part of that change, then you won't be a part of that source and that force that's inheriting change. That's all.
Yeah. I sure hope so. I'd like to see Harry get in, because I think Harry is a progressive, and you want to see not just all people, but a lot of the young people come up and, you know, start making some changes, as you say, you know, especially in their parliament over there.
Lennox, what about the reptilians?
Well, that too. And, you know, I don't see Harry as a reptilian, but I see the rest of them. Isn't that strange? I see the rest of Andrew, Charles, the sister, who should be queen. It shouldn't be Charles. It should have been the sister. She should have been the next queen. But anyway, so much for their democracy or monarchy. But all of them I see as reptilians, but I don't see Harry.
I thought Harry was a Kennedy with his red head.
Yeah, he's a little different. 408, you are in. Who's this?
This is Deborah. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah who? I know Deborah R is in here because she's under 714. Who is this Deborah who on 408?
Lynn, I think you got the area code wrong.
Yeah, 714 is Jessica J. Yeah, 714
is you, Christina. I thought you were 414.
Christina is 414. Christina 414.
Right. That's you, Christina. Who's 714?
Jessica J.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Okay. Hi, Jessica J. Welcome to the show. Now I got you. Okay. And Deborah, welcome, Deborah Orr. Glad to see you.
Everyone.
Okay. So we were talking about Charles. He didn't invite Diana's brother, but that was a discussion that the monarchy is going to change. It doesn't have a choice. It has to. So, all right. The next one up I have is Trump lawyer Joe Tocopina. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. He turned on Trump in front of the judge today. He was like, "Look, you know what I'm working with, Judge. You see how this fool is, okay?" That is funny. Because this judge ain't playing with him. You know, Trump talked about the judge really bad, and his Trump finder, whatever that thing is, his platform. But he talked about the judge bad. Like, look, this is the judge before. I don't think you want to upset him, okay? Because this is a man you before, so watch. I think that judge going to shut him down. He said he has to go back to New York, but his attorney says he will not be testifying. But if he jumps up in court and gets to talking and stuff, I see that judge shutting him down. Like, not today. You're not bringing that rhetoric in here. You're in here on a charge, and that's what we're going to deal with.
Oh, I'm glad. Someone needs to say
But I said that he'll be lucky to find an attorney. At first, the attorneys were jumping on, I'm defending Trump. Trump wasn't going to pay your ass? Did you really think you were going to get paid? You're not going to get paid. So, you know, what is it, just a notoriety that you were one of Trump's attorney? Please. That's why they're starting to turn against him. I mean, Tocopina is just one. There's already been some others that have turned against him because they're tired of his mess. But they're like, we never got paid.
Nope, he's not going to pay him. That's why he's trying to get money from other people.
He's coming back from Ireland or Scotland over there at one of his golf courses because at first he was supposed to have this big thing on the 6th while he was over there, I think, in Ireland, which is the same day of Charles's coronation. Well, not now. He's got to come back. He's got to be back for court on Monday. So you know how he does stuff on certain days that means something to different folks here in the United States. He would plan certain things like, man, you can't do that on that day. You know, it's like the 4th of July. Are you crazy? It's Juneteenth. Are you crazy? You know? But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyway, I just found that humorous. I was like, what does that child say when the things are starting to fall? The dominoes. The dominoes are falling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and the next thing I got up is Jamie Foxx. I didn't know Jamie Foxx was 55. Did anybody else know that? I didn't know he was that old.
No. Yeah, I know he was in his 50s, but I didn't know the exact age.
Yeah, he's 55, but anyway, supposedly he spoke today and told people thank you, you know, for praying for him and God bless you, and that was about it. And I was like, that was not Jamie. I got into a cycle, y'all. That was somebody speaking for him. Jamie ain't spoke yet.
They're not telling you everything about him. You know, they're not. It's like trying to keep things under cover.
Yeah, because nobody said anything. Even Kevin Hart came out the other day saying that, you know, Jamie's going to be okay, and, you know, just had a hard road right now to go. But they still didn't say nothing about what's wrong with him. And Corrine keeps coming out, bless her heart, his daughter, but she's not saying what's wrong with him. So I don't know. We assume that they haven't denied that he didn't have a stroke. So they didn't deny that, but they're not saying what other's wrong with him. I have a feeling that it might be an aneurysm that popped in his brain. You know, so who knows?
Unconscious, and he was unconscious too long. And before they found him, he went on to the hospital, and that's why he's not doing so well, because he wasn't found in time. When you're not found in time to get to a hospital where you can't breathe and you're not functioning right, then, you know, you go under. You go under, and they try to revive you and do this and do that, but maybe, like you say, you ain't going to come back. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, Shava Bodhi mentioned, Ms. Wilhelmina, that when you've had one stroke and you have two, it's hard to come back after that second stroke, especially if it's severe.
That's true.
I told y'all, I felt like Luther Vandross.
He's had many since he was young, hasn't he?
I'm sorry?
He has had many, hasn't he, since he was young. If something's going on with him since he was in his past, that something's going on with him, and he has these anxieties and functions of his body that come back in memories, come back from the past and hurt you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know he's had one already, and he was in a coma with the first one. So, and I think he went in a coma with this one when they got scared and thought they were getting ready to lose him. So, but they won't talk
God
about it. Huh?
I said, well, God bless him. He has lived his life up to 55 years.
Yeah, amen, amen. I said that too. So we'll just see as time go on. You know, we're in Mercury retrograde. Anything can happen. We got two more weeks till the 14th. We'll be out of this SOB.
It's not getting there. But Jamie looks like a healthy man, so it's kind of hard to believe that he had a stroke, you know? Oh. Mm. I mean, I was kind of,
I don't know. It makes you wonder if he does come out of this, how will he be? You know?
Well, still acting or making movies?
Well, yeah. I mean, the movie that he has... God, I can't think of her name. She's in Charlie's Angels, a blonde.
Cameron,
still going along with the movie.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Cameron Diaz.
Yes. That's it. Yes. They're still going on with that movie now because they don't know when he's going to come back. So what they did, they got a stand-in for Jamie because I guess it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. But they got somebody to stand in so they can go ahead and continue and finish that movie.
What is the movie called that they're working on?
I haven't, you know, I did see the title. And I'm sorry, Christine, I don't remember the name, but I did see the title for it. But I know it is a comedy. Yeah.
Oh. And is it supposed to come out
I hope
year?
He comes back too. I wish the best for the young man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was shown Luther Vandross and Luther didn't make it. He had health issues, didn't he? Well, yeah, because Luther was diabetic, and, you know, his weight went up and down. But when he had this last stroke, he was on the floor for a few hours before the maid came and found him. And he had a stroke. You know, if they can't get to you right away when you have a stroke, there's, you know, they can save you if they can get to you right away. But if you're there and that blood is just going on and on in your brain until somebody can get to you, you don't know what damage it's doing, you know, until you get to the doctors or, you know, they can analyze and see what's going on. So, but anyway. Okay, now my next one in a good discussion is desperate women.
Desperate women.
I'm
desperate, Leonard.
Who's that?
How desperate can they be?
I'm talking about, okay, one good example is women that they have to have a man. They have to have a man in their life. And if they have children, now this is just me, because when I dated, and you know I miss you in, it didn't matter to me, color, I didn't culture, none of that mattered to me. But I always let them know because Shab was there, we come in twos. And I don't play by my child, I'll hurt you.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like if a woman has children, what do you put first? Do you put that pee-pee first or do you put your child first? Your children.
Children.
Because a man will respect you for that. You know, a woman that stands up for her kids and, look, my kids come first, and then whatever that we're going to do, a relationship, then fine. But my kids come first. A man respects that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I think you put that baby first. You put that child first, no matter how old he is. You don't put no man before your child. Even if he's whooping your behind, you don't put no child, no man first.
There's women out there like that. They'll kick their child out before they'll kick the man out.
I can't, and then the man will leave. I just want to mention another perspective, though. It's not always, you don't always hang around just because you're desperate and you need the man. Sometimes it's support that you're looking for, and stability. Because, you know, and I myself stayed in a marriage until I could support myself. It's not like I was desperate or needed a man, but I wanted to be sure that I could take care of myself and my child. And when that happened, yes, it was bye. See you later. But it's not always, you know, there are other needs why you stay around also, is my point.
Yeah, some women.
I agree.
And then some.
I think it's just that support of having, like, you know, a helping hand, I believe. Right?
Well, sometimes to stay on your own and you can't run back to mama's house or anything like that, I think that you would stay in it a little bit longer until you can think about your next move, because it's not always, you know, I can snatch and run when I get ready, and it would make you homeless. But, you know, it's just other things that you must consider also.
Well, yes,
if you're in a marriage,
yeah, you want to get straight before you leave so you can take care of you and your children. You know, you might stay there for a minute. But, you know, women that are in with a guy that's an alcoholic or he's a drug addict or he's domestic violence, then why are you staying
out
there?
Get out quick.
Get out real quick. If you have to go get some help somewhere else, that one ain't going to be a worth being staying there. Having him staying with you. He's on drugs.
Well, they always tell women to have their own anyway. I've always had my own.
Basically, I've always, you know, I don't have to take care of me.
The Women's Day, because you want your children to have a mother and a father when they grow up. I've seen that too, where after 20 or 30 years they get a divorce. Why are you getting a divorce now?
Because they can be free. The children
have
grown
your life
now.
Don't stay there, man.
Hey, I'm doing it. Listen, it's because my mother did it. She was abused, beaten in all of us and things and stuff. So eventually, when all of her, I've been telling her, Mom, get out, leave him. She said she couldn't do it because she couldn't leave her children with him. She don't know what would happen to them. So she did promise me when she was, her last child graduated from school, she was leaving. And you know what she did? 55 years old, she finally left. She finally left. And she just as happy as she can be.
Okay.
It's like being free, free of something, free of mind, free of the abuse, free of to be happy, free to be yourself.
But it's better if you can do it when you know you're just miserable in that relationship or that marriage. It's worse to stay, you know, if you can get out.
Well, you can get out, because what
and
you
make it without.
Children?
You're right.
Man,
you can get out and take your children with you.
That's right.
I had the faith that she could leave early. I mean, come on now. You ain't got to stay and be beaten by some old man.
Yeah. But
no.
You know, if you don't have to stay, you don't stay for the children, because what are they saying? If they're not saying love and affection and the house is in turmoil, what are the children?
Right.
You know, you don't stay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Children are suffering too. They're suffering, you know, when they're seeing stuff going on in the household, you know.
Okay, then that goes back to single women again, y'all. That's what I'm saying. When a woman is single, why is she desperate? Some are. Now, I shouldn't pigeonhole that, because that's not fair. But some women are desperate. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, this is my man or my boyfriend or whatever. Well, when's the last time you bought your kids some shoes or a new outfit?
Well, No,
okay,
I can't be thinking about herself. I don't know.
She's not thinking about how much she should love herself. She's thinking about some old man.
Right.
She can get some penis from anybody, you know, somewhere else. I mean, come on. It ain't that good.
Right.
She gets good stuff from somebody else. Come on.
But someone,
that's what that is.
To someone,
that's a woman that just got some issues with herself.
And if you're
not tending to your children, if you're single and you have children and you're not trying to take care of them first, and you only care about being with a man, because there's some women out there will even support a man, a no good man, and not do it for their children.
It's for their children.
That's a problem. That woman has a problem with herself.
Who said it? You know, I was raised that this is the way I was raised. You stay good. You stay thick and thin and through the end. And that is what some people believe, because that's how they were raised.
True. Thick and thin. I can't stay with somebody that ain't right.
You have got to love me first, because see, if you love me, my children see that you love me. Okay, my child got to see that this man is treating their mother or whatever right, because it starts with you first, right? Not me with me.
If he loves you, he's going to also treat your children right.
Okay.
You know,
he's
going to show that love, you know.
You first.
Yeah.
Got solid.
Most definitely you. The children is a package. It's a package deal.
It sure is. You know? It sure is. And if you're going to treat me right, I want the children to see the love in the house between two adults. And if that can't happen, you know, he's going to treat me like a dog. And they're not going to even come to terms that he's going to treat them right. It just won't happen. You know, they're going to be against them one way or the other. I don't think they would accept a man that didn't know how to treat their mother. I don't think children would accept that.
No, they're really open about it. They have so much innocent energy that they can sense that if a guy is good or bad or not, you know? That's what I always say, listen to your children and their feelings when it comes to a man in general. And you want the great role models for your children, too. So that's really important. And, you know, society has changed so much. They make women feel like they have to have a man and they need a man. And if without one, they're nothing. And it's crazy nowadays. It's not like how the 90s was in this generation. I don't know if you guys heard about that situation with Ivana or Ivanka, who's associated with Oprah.
She was talking
to this woman named Ebony, and it's been an uproar for this past week. People are talking about it, and she was just telling this woman, like, as a black woman, she was like, would you date a bus driver? And they're basically saying that, like, society has, like, low standards for black women and also black men, but they're trying to say that, like, you know, society, well, with black men, they expect black women to lower their standards, but other race of women don't have to. So she was like, I don't want to date a bus driver. I want to date the owner of the company. And she just been getting backlash ever since. I don't get it. It's like, why can't a woman have a higher standard for herself as a black woman? And why does she have to date down? Because a lot of these black men, they sit there, they are down and out. And then as soon as they come up, they go with the next woman. And, you know, the whole Brian McKnight thing, I can't stand. He disowned his own kids, his black children, for his new white family, and it's just disgusting what's going on in this society nowadays. People are just getting exposed by the minute.
Yeah. But that's been going on for ages. That's been going on for ages.
Mm-hmm. but you guys haven't heard about that? Like, you know, about that situation, and then Brian McKnight as a black man disowning his own kids. It's so disgusting. He has a black daughter, but he bought his white daughter a brand new car, and now he's, like, exposing it on Facebook, not Facebook, but Instagram, and people are like, you know, that's the lowest of a man that he could ever do, is sit there and disown his kids like that and then uplift the other race of kids, like, you know, calling his black children lazy and struggling and, you know, you guys got to work for what you got. And these other kids just got things handed to them. So it's so ridiculous how I look at things. It's like I'm looking inside, looking out, and it's just like I can't believe how, you know, society's working nowadays. It's disgusting, it's triggering, and it's a mess. But
well,
I think, like they say, sometimes, you know. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I think that it's word, I don't want to say it, be selfish. It's not selfish. A person needs to look at their self and what the not the criteria, what do they want out of their life? Because I don't care if the man is a garbage man, a bus driver, whatever. If he's a good person and he takes care of himself, and if you're dating and he makes sure that you're fine, you're secured, or, you know, shows you love and everything, it's okay. It's just a problem. Society has put the standard way up above. Like, why? What's wrong? Because, and mm-hmm. as far as two different families, yeah, you got some guys that married the first time, and maybe they tried to, which is, I'm sure that Sheehan would say that, could be a different scenario where they couldn't have a relationship with their child. Or maybe they could have, and they could have just been a deadbeat father. Then they marry the second time, right. and they're like, whoa, everything is beautiful, it's fine, my kids don't want for nothing, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. Well, why didn't you do that the first time? You know, with
right.
your first kid or whatever. But second marriages, they do that. I have seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not always now, because there's some men that they do take care of their, you know, the earlier children that they might have had with somebody else or a child. But usually, and that's
right.
not about race. I mean, it happens with a lot of people, all kind of people, where they second marriage and
mm-hmm.
go all out.
Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
it's so disgusting with men what they get away with in society. So it's and now a lot of these times, like, you know, I don't know how it was back in the day for you guys when it came to like men and marriages, divorces and being by a man's side, and you know, it's just disgusting how men are just getting away with so much stuff and expect women just to accept.
Oh, no, girl, there's
yeah.
a news article on the front page of Microsoft. This dude tried to rob this woman, take her purse. She shot his ass. She didn't kill him, but he was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wished he had died. He was so shocked he didn't know she had a gun on her. Yeah, and he was trying to take her purse,
mm-hmm.
you know, rip her off, and she turned around like, boop. Now, what you got to say?
That's good. Taught him a lesson. He thinks next time
yeah.
he do something like that.
Well, because women are stepping up now, y'all. Come on. Women ain't taking stuff. That's a thing.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in our time, women took a lot of stuff. They really did.
Yeah.
Like,
nowadays.
No, these young women nowadays, they were like, who you talking to? You better take that bass out your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. A lot of men
can't handle women when they're because they're stepping up, you know. Especially young women are they're not just taking anything off of men, you know.
Uh-uh.
They're not trying to be that superwoman for a man anymore. They're trying to be that superwoman for themselves.
Yes.
Times are changing. And I'm going to say, like, a male my daughter's age and cannot expect for her to act like his mother. You know, I would be the one to get him straight. No, I raised my daughter in the time that your mother raised you. Okay, are you the
mm-hmm.
man?
Mm-hmm.
Are you like your father? Don't expect my daughter to be like your mother because she's not. This is a different race of people, and it's
mm-hmm.
just the female and the male. You know, it's like. Someone made a statement, said that their mother took care of everything in the house and she made sure everything was this and everything was that. No, don't expect that out of a person that's the same age you are, because they know better than that now. They know to take time for themselves.
Right.
They don't try
mm-hmm.
to be this remarkable housewife and cook and stuff. No, they're going to take time to
right.
go to the gym. They're going to take time for a job. You can't expect for these younger people, young men, your age, to be like your mother. It ain't going to happen.
No,
right.
Because women are working. Women are not staying
yeah.
home
oh.
and sitting home and
no,
having
they
men,
aren't.
The men go out there. No, so women are providing for themselves as well, or even as the family if they have a husband. Women are providing. If you're a woman just sitting at home and your husband is working, well, that's different, you know.
Oh.
That's, mm-hmm. But most women are not doing that these days.
The
woman and the man is working. Both of them are working to help
yeah.
provide for that household, you know.
Yeah.
And so if I'm going out there working and you working too, well, how are you going to think that I'm supposed to do everything that you know, and you're not supposed to do, you know, in the house.
It's not going to happen.
Take care of the family. We both doing it.
That's right. We got to pitch in.
That's true.
Yeah, things definitely are not like they used to be. You know, it's just, you know.
No.
And basically, I've always worked. You know, and basically took to myself. You know, so I never really depend on a man. You know.
And don't call me lazy because I don't want to cook when I get home, okay?
I heard that.
Don't call me lazy. I'm tired, okay?
You don't have to cook every day.
You can call me lazy.
Would you say, take your ass in there and cook?
Yeah.
Okay, men,
you can
that's cook, right. Girl. Hey, you can nowadays men can cook. There's a lot of men that can cook too. You know,
yeah,
you know,
it is.
There's some
it
women
is,
that don't
right.
even know how to cook. There's some women don't
option,
cook
option,
at all,
option,
and the man is cooking.
There are three options there, ladies. You can cook. You can stop and pick up something to eat. You can stop and pick up dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you get your ass home, let's go out, okay? You got three options.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Because I've had men that they cook.
Yeah.
Cook me a
yeah.
meal.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. It's called food.
Have some
it's
culinary skills with
mm-hmm.
you.
If they don't know how, then they can learn how.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Teach them. Let me show you how to make this.
Okay.
When you down,
right.
when you sick, they can fix.
Okay.
They can cook for you. You know.
Yeah, and at the bedroom,
the man to me, I like a man that like to clean, like to do everything I like to do.
Me too.
Clean the house.
Me too. That's what I was talking about.
All right, now,
that's
y'all, be quiet talking about the men. Joe, you don't want to.
Is Mr. Smith listening? Oh, Lord.
You don't
want
to
get
back
on
again. That's what I'm about to say. If the bedroom need cleaning, the cleaning supplies are under the sink. Don't come in here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Clean it.
Clean it.
I ain't the only one to clean.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they are saying that women are making more than men now, so it's a competition out there.
They need to be ready for that. You know, if I'm making more money than you, don't get mad about it. Just, hey, we going to work this out together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, men need nowadays. Men should even be tipping like that. But I know there are some men that probably got issues if a woman is making more money than them. But that's just
they got
hey, the way it is nowadays.
But we
up
now more money. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Some men want a needy woman. They want somebody that needs them. And if you the perception that you don't need them, okay, it's a problem. It's going to be a problem, okay? Because some
mm-hmm.
men need women that need them.
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to depend on a man, though, like especially when they make less than you.
I would never. I would.
Because people used to tell me I was masculine.
I don't
like, some men used to tell me I was masculine, and I'm like, masculine? But it's just like they're just too much feminine energy coming from them. They want a woman to take care of them, but also want to be the man in the house. I don't get that.
They are confused.
I never wrap my brain around that. Like, how can you, like, what is the, I don't know. It's just, how can a man,
you want to run
you know. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're confused. Bless their hearts, they're confused.
Well, you know, they need to say
it's
something. I'm telling you, Jessica, when I was young, I used to tell a man, I look good, I smell good, I taste good, and I got a ham. What you bringing to the table? What you bringing to the table? Because I got a good job, and I'm taking care of mine. So what are you bringing to the table other than what's between your legs? Because I can get that anywhere.
Right.
So what you bringing to the table? You know?
It's just, now, but this new generation of men, it's nothing like guys back in the day. Like, I'm sure you guys probably see men being more manly back then, but now in this society, younger men are just, they're just underachievers, and they just want so much out of women, and that's why, like, you're hearing so much about passport bros, and they're going out of other countries getting women who are lower poverty and,
yeah.
you know, thinking they're women and talking about American women, they don't do this, they don't do that. And it's like we're just becoming more independent now. And I guess, I don't know.
Well,
it's like, how can you? Yeah, that's so true.
And a man is intimidated by that because he feels like what you said earlier, Jessica, about a masculine energy. It's because we've had to be that. We
right.
have to be that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to take over. You're a man. God bless you. I respect that. But I've had to support myself and make it the best way I can.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I act a little masculine, don't be intimidated by that. Be glad that I'm a woman that's independent and I can stand up for myself. But
right.
and together, we make this bloom into a beautiful bouquet, you know?
Yeah, but in some cultures, just like Jessica stated, in some cultures that only want subordinate women, they don't want anyone that's standing up and trying to be independent and got a voice. They don't look for those type of women. They don't want that.
No. No, they don't. They don't. But it's just you know, in America, it's just, I don't know what kind of standards they have for men nowadays.
That's America. Too many other cultures don't want that.
I mean, I think that, yeah, that is true. Some men in other cultures are raised to be men, and they know their masculine role.
Yeah, they're raised is to be the head of the household and to be the man. And they don't want no woman standing up trying to be equal. They don't want that.
Yep.
But see, that's where
yeah,
it gets
well, a lot of them
out.
Like that. A lot of them really don't want that. So
that's right. A lot of them really don't want that. But you know, they're not.
No.
That's probably why I don't have one right now.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're not bringing to the relationship, but they don't want you. They don't want you acting like you're the head of the household when you really got to be. Because it's not. They are not doing their part of the manhood job.
But it's the ego, right? Like, it's man's ego, right? Like,
of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very much ego.
Yeah.
But I don't like that. Like, I can't stand a man's ego because it's like, okay, well, you know, you decided to be in that woman's face knowing that she makes more than you. It's like, what is a woman to do if she's supposed to, you know, act like, okay, I make more than you, but I'm going to pretend to act like you make more or, you know, collaborate with the money. I have no idea. That's where it kind of gets sticky fingers.
That's right.
But but you know what, though, I always say is that, you know, I feel like, you know, now that women, these younger women see now, they're getting their educations, they're going to school, they're making money, and now they want better for themselves. It's like now they're just out skating these men, and it's like in society you just see so many single women now, and it's like the women, like, you know, Ms. Hennessy was talking about that, are desperate, you know, those are the men, you know, that's what these men get with, but that's not really what they want. It's just they want the woman that they can't have.
That's true.
You know, and it's just like the dating pool out there is scary.
Yep. And not a lot of relationships working out. Or marriages, people just getting married and divorced just like that.
Yeah.
It's too easy, right?
They ain't getting along.
Just walk away. It's too easy to just walk
away. And that is. Who's ever saying that? That's true. It's too easy to walk away now. Back in the day, you'd sit there and try and work that shit out. Now it's like, oh, I can go get a divorce. I can get an annulment or forget you. I'm gone. You know, well, you're not really thinking. You got to look at the other person's perspective as well as yours. How were they raised? You know, what is their education? Did they finish high school? Did they go to college? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of factors in there, but rather than to try and work with that, women walk away. It's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something I don't like that, because, you know, anybody's going to have ups and downs and trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But work with it. Now, if you can't work through it and get an understanding and a resolution, then fine. Go your way.
It's just like Jessica said, though, it's no love there for one thing. The love isn't there.
Right.
The love is going to help you to conquer this. You know, it can't be
there for the material thing.
It's got to be for that mental need, too. If I love you, we're going to work this thing out, and this is what we're going to do, okay? It's got to be love there first. If there's no love, it's not going to stay.
That's the problem. Most people are, a lot of these young people are being married. It's not love, and that's why it's not working out.
That's why it's not working.
People are just getting married, get married for whatever.
And then marriage
is not really love.
They get married because of material things.
You know, they're teaching young women that now. Like, I'm listening to all these, like, podcasts, and there's this one woman, she's saying, like, oh, you know, these women now, they're marrying for love, and they ain't getting nothing out of it. And you guys need to stop marrying for love. You guys should marry for
love. They're not marrying for love.
You know.
They're saying
that they're living, they should marry. I'm getting told, well, I'm getting, like, I'm hearing a lot, as you know, woman my age, 33, is just that, you know, they're saying don't marry for love, marry for status and your livelihood. And if you marry for love, you know, it's not going to last that long, because then you ain't getting nothing out of the deal. And I don't know. I do believe, you know.
Love is a two-way street, okay? You can't love someone that don't love you, right? It's got to be two people in love that wants to be together. That's the type of love I'm talking about, you know? That's the type of love that's going to keep you together. It's love, it's a two-way street. I love you, but you don't love me? No, it's not going to work.
Also, y'all, don't forget about communications and understanding. Because if you don't have that, you sure ain't going to have love.
Right.
You got to be able to communicate how you feel toward one another.
And I think if that love is there, you're going to talk about it. But if it's not, it's see you later.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people don't even know how to do that. It's all about the here and now. But it's so scary, like how do you guys, like, it's so scary nowadays, because it's like, okay, well, is it okay, like, what would your guys' opinion be on this, though? Like, would you guys marry for love and you know, regardless of what the guy is, you know, his background is, or would you want to, you know, marry for a lifestyle, like, you know, ability?
I can love you but not be in love with you. See, love is someone you are in love with. But I can love you as a person, but I'm not in love with you. That's different.
Like, what's the difference with that? Like, I'm sorry.
The difference is I'm in love with you, and yes, I'll stay thick and thin and to the end because I'm in love with you. Love is blind. Love will make you have patience. You talk about it. You go through it. And you stay as long as you can. Now, if I love you, I love you enough to let you go and for me to walk away because it's not working for me. But, you know, it's just like you can forgive a person, right? But you can never forget. Mm-hmm. It's that type of thing.
So But, like, wouldn't you guys also, like, want to marry, like, for stability? Like, if you guys marry a man, you guys would want that security? Because they say that that's the most important thing in a woman, why she's looking for in a man.
I can go that way if I'm desperate, okay? If I'm desperate, that would have to be a desperate situation.
Wait, listen, you're talking about desperate women.
well. See, desperate is like, okay, I need a roof over my head, food on my table. I am going to have to be homeless to do that, okay? Because if I can provide that of my needs for myself, no, I'm not going to get with you just to be with you. I'm not going to do it. That's my opinion.
But stability is important to you, right? Like, when you get with a man.
I have.
I see people in marriage, and I'm like, how are you guys both struggling? And it makes it make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Two people are struggling together is worse than someone struggling by themselves.
I don't know about that.
I've seen it happen. It happens, but it's just, don't you guys feel like that you guys, like, you know, when it comes to a man? Because I think, you know, other women are telling other women now, like, well, you know, you want that stability. You shouldn't be struggling with another man, especially a guy. You want a guy that is a provider and who has his stuff. You can't date guys with potential because they should just already have it. And potential is like he might not ever meet that potential. You know what I mean?
I know a couple right now. They both got good jobs, but I promise you, they live above those salaries they're making. You know, it's just like they're together for the show of other people. And they are the ones that wants the big house and the fancy cars and all that type thing. All you got to do is come down and be on earth with the two of you together. What do you have to prove? They are the ones that wants to be the high, big society people, but they don't have the means to do that. And that's why they are struggling. It's not because they're not making money. It's not because they just want to overlive the money they're making.
That's true. I mean, I agree with that. It's just, you know, looking at a man, I just feel like it's hard for me to, like, fully, like, depend on a man and be, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, Jessica, you know, you need to be more feminine and you know, let the man be a man and stop doing everything. But it's like when you're so independent, it's like, well, I don't know. I get taught that, like, you know, you depend on a man too much, he up and leaves, then what do you have, you know? And then, you know, having a man being in control over everything, it's like, you know, some men are the type of man that they'll pay for everything.
Well, I hate to cut you off short. We only got 28 seconds left. I want to thank She-House Spirit, Christina, Jessica J., Miss Wilhelmina, and Deborah for all being here tonight. We had a hell of a good discussion going on tonight. I truly enjoyed the show. So we're going to get out of here on time. Because usually we go fast and we're off the air. You know, they don't even hear us. So y'all have a good weekend, and I will thank you so much for joining and supporting the show, and I will see you Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Up and away.